I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the Palestinians fire their first makeshift rocket into a major city in Israel, Christians in Gaza need prayer. The attacks caused Israeli troops to push further into Gaza, causing even more destruction. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle's concerned.
They don't have much food. They don't get much electricity, maybe an hour a day. And the water had been cut off.
Believers in Gaza have it even worse, says Doyle.
Islam is getting so militant there. They have made threats, and some more recently, to the church and the believers there. Once they finish with Israel, is what they say, they're coming after the church.
Next, Christians on motorcycles will be taken to the streets of Zambia in the days ahead. It's part of a new initiative by Teen Missions International. Teen Missions' Bob Bland.
We're starting a motorcycle Sunday school mission in sub-Saharan Africa, where there are 13 million AIDS orphans. We want to reach these children spiritually because there's no Sunday school, there's nothing for them. And the idea is to be able to get to as many places as possible.
They'll start with 10 motorcycles in Zambia. From there, they hope to expand it to Mozambique, Malawi, Cameroon, and Uganda. And the generosity of a Christian printer in Benin made possible the reprint of the Yom New Testament. The printer refused payment for the job, saying that he and the missionary team were in the same work, producing literature for the glory of God. SIM says 1,000 copies were printed to satisfy the needs of the church until the entire Bible's translated and printed. The Old Testament translation could take another 10 years, so pray it's finished in a timely manner. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is celebrating our 15th anniversary by giving away a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.